Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We tell you about the importance of water in an animal's diet on today's program. And later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Water is a precious commodity for not just humans but animals as well. Adequate amounts of clean, fresh water are needed for normal blood volume, milk production, regulation of body temperature, maintaining proper fluid and iron balance in the body, as well as reproduction and growth. Poor water quality can cause a decrease in production levels and negatively impact the health of livestock. Water is also essential for the transportation of nutrients to and from body cells, good digestion and nutrient absorption, and proper flow of feed through the digestive tract. Cows satisfy 80 to 90% of their total water needs by drinking water. The remaining percentage comes from forage or meals consumed. When an animal loses 4 to 8% of its body water, dehydration will creep in, resulting in weight loss, decreased productivity, drying of mucous membranes, skin tightening, firm constipated manure, and low urine levels. Of course, the water needs of a cow will vary based on several factors: the type and size of the animal, their age, physiological state, activity levels, type of diet and dry matter intake, and air temperature and humidity. It is important to know that lactating cows drink 4 to 5 kilograms of water per kilogram of milk produced, while pregnant cows and growing animals have a 30 to 50% increase in water consumption. More active animals require more water. Cattle under heat stress or temperature above 21 degrees Celsius require 2 times more water than cattle housed at normal temperatures. Cattle generally prefer cool water over warm or icy water. The preferred source of drinking is from wells or other clean water sources. Streams and ponds often contain algae and bacteria which can affect the health of cattle. And a good rule of thumb is that water troughs should be cleaned with a light chlorine solution at least once a week. Now for a management tip for the frosty pod rot cocoa disease. Pods can be disposed of by placing them in doubled black garbage bags in direct sunlight for 1 week, after which it can be thrown away. For more information, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 924-8906. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Don't throw away a tick before you finish cross the water. Translation: don't throw away your stick before you finish crossing the water. And this means don't count your chickens before they hatch.
High schoolers, are you the champion we're looking for? Enter the JIS poster competition and find out. Create an 11 by 17 inch poster based on the theme Jamaica's rich sporting heritage. Participants may submit entries for either the illustrated or digital categories. Lots of prizes to be won. Deadline for submissions is November 6. For submission requirements and other information, visit jis.gov.jm, call 926-35904 extension 2137, or send an email to heritageposter@jis.gov.jm.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.